Now, the holy grail of talk show to me used to be to make people fight one another. Then that would be a very interesting show. So if the guests were not fighting each other, then that would be dull and drab. So when I attended that workshop, totally changed my mind about what talk show is all about.
Do you think that there is room in Nigeria for the concept of conflict sensitivity in news reporting and in other types of programming? I mean, is it an idea which could catch hold and which could have an impact on the way things happen in Nigeria?
Yes and no. Because, well, let's face it, some journalists are not in it because they want to be journalists. It's because they don't have any other option but to be journalists. So they don't want to exert themselves in what they are doing. They just give the minimum output that they can get away with. So when you're telling them that in being conflict sensitive, you need to ensure that reframe this story to include not only both sides, but multiple sides to the story to widen this thing and to ensure, you know, don't take for granted what people are telling you. I mean, in the journalism practice in Nigeria, it's agreed that one can just give you what they call press release. And then what you have to do is to treat the press release. And that is to change the language into something that you can broadcast. And by changing it, it's not even softening down what is hate speech or no. You're just changing the style into new style because the people that send it may not know what the new style for new broadcast news is. So now to expect someone who is used to that and who is not enjoying what he's doing to go the extra mile of working out saying that this is not sensitive, let's challenge this, let's call this person, then at whose expense is he calling? Or the other person, will the radio station provide him with the phone to call the other person? Or is he going to use his own personal phone to call? There have to be this buy-in by the media owners themselves.